Hello folks, I'm here at work today and I'm talking to Augie East from Symantise. Augie's up in Scotland doing some work on the North Lanarkshire first class servers. He's a first class, his company does first class work and supports North Lanarkshire. And he's just been telling me about an amazing project that he worked on between the UK and France. And I've asked him just to do a wee bit about it here because it's just a super bit of work. Okay, you'd like to tell us about it?
Yeah, no problem. We had a project that was involved the British Council and the Department for Education, and it was basically hooking up schools in the UK and France with a sort of electronic village, they like to call it. But it was essentially an online environment using the first-class software that John mentioned. So we had partner schools here in the UK and over in France. Now these schools had a relationship, ongoing relationship in terms that their students would go on a physical exchange visit, but we thought it'd be good to put in a sort of online element to this. So we've done a number of really, really good things with the kids. The kids were probably between sort of 15, 16, sort of doing NVQs and GMVQs. And a part of their courses, they had to do a language element. So we had some catering students in Doncaster. We had travel and tourism students in Peterborough, and their counterparts in France. So just some examples of what we did. Every Friday, the catering students in Doncaster would get onto first class, log in, and do use the instant messaging feature to chat to their mates over in Bar-le-Duc in France. And 1 week they'll do it in English, and then the next week they'll do it in French. We could save the transcripts of the chats, and then the teachers at either end could go back over and, you know, just use the content of their online chat as a resource for, you know, correcting sort of grammar and that sort of stuff. But some of the feedback from the teachers was that the English kids, you know, were pretty, you know, they felt they were rubbish at French, and the French kids thought they were rubbish at English. But actually, through that medium, they realised they could still communicate with each other, even though their language skills weren't, you know, brilliant. And they would do things like they'll be swapping recipes and discussing, you know, Christmas dinners and all that sort of stuff. And it was really, really good in raising the kids' confidence in actually using their language. Another little thing we did was with some of the travel and tourism students in Peterborough. They had an exchange school in France. But the French kids came over and on like a physical exchange visit for a few weeks. They all went down to the local Dr. Martin's factory, which was just down the road in Rushton. The French kids were, I think they're engineering students, and they went around the factory. We had a tour around the factory, taking little video clips, interviewing some of the guys on the production line, seeing the whole process of how to make Dr. Martin's boots from sort of start to finish. And then they went back to school and they sort of basically edited all their sort of written notes and the videos and the pictures and made a fantastic sort of photo video story, which they then sort of published on the web. And that factory has now moved to China, so it's probably quite a really good record of some of the, you know, the demise of the industrial capability in Britain. And that was just really fantastic, you know, getting the kids out there and seeing stuff. Before the physical exchange visits happened, the students could obviously meet each other online. So they would be doing sort of bilingual sort of resumes, you know, they'll be emailing their counterparts in each country, and they'll be helping them correct their English or French. And then they were doing little videos of each other as well, saying, "Hi, you know, my name's Vicky. I'm gonna come out. You're gonna come and visit our school. Can't wait to meet you." And again, for the school, for the actual process of the exchange visit, it completely, you know, got over that sort of initial couple of days where the kids are sort of nervous about meeting each other. So they'd already done that meeting with each other online. So it was, yeah, really fantastic project we were involved with.
And can you tell us what happened to the project at the end, Augie?
Okay, it was a little bit disappointing from our point of view, because it was funded by the Department for Education, and of course with all these sort of projects, you know, some politician or civil servant says, right, that's it, you know, gotta finish it. So we finished that project, wrote it all up, and produced a couple of PowerPoints, and you know, to summarise all our findings. But actually, a couple of the schools really saw the benefit of using First Class within their school, and they wanted to carry on with with using it. But of course, we, being just sort of a couple of guys working at the university up in Bangor in North Wales, we didn't have any mechanism of doing that, and that's why we formed our company, Semantise, to basically have some vehicle by which we could support these the schools that wanted to carry on using First Class. And we were inspired by seeing how the kids and also the teachers took to this technology and how much value they got out of it. And we thought, oh, you know, we could start a little business here, and we've been doing that for a while now.
And I mean, the thing that when you just told me this story earlier today, Augie, that really got me is the time that you did it in. And it was, what time was it?
It was in 1998.
In 1998. I don't think in 1998 I'd have heard of Web 2.0. I don't even think I had a computer then. Just fantastic. Thanks very much for talking to me, Augie.
Thanks, Sheldon.
And good luck with any more First Class stuff.
Thank you.